ladies and gentlemen, Dennis Day.
Every song that I sing, I'll sing to you, and I hope I can bring you a smile or two.
A day in the life of Dennis Day. Dennis to sing I Never See Maggie Alone.
She brings her father, her mother, her sister and her brother. Oh, I never see Maggie alone. She brings her uncles and cousins. She's got them by the dozens. Oh, I never see Maggie alone. And if I phone her, say to her sweet, where shall we meet? Supposing that we each,
she brings her father, her mother, her sister, and her brother.
Oh, I never see Maggie alone. I bought a roadster, two-seated. I even had it heated so that I could see Maggie alone. While we were riding and kissing, the engine started missing, and we were a long ways from home. I got right out then, as fast as I could. I found what was wrong, for when I raised the hood,
there was her father, her mother, her sister, and her brother.
Oh, I never see Maggie alone. One day she said she was wishing that I would take her fishing. Oh, I knew I'd see Maggie alone. In a canoe then, we two then, went gliding o'er the water, far from the noise of her home. I threw my line in, I thought I'd catch a trout. I got a bite, and I pulled the line right out.
There was her father, her mother, her sister, and her brother.
Oh, I never see Maggie alone. I never see Maggie
Well, if our young hero, Dennis Day, can be said to have pursued a career during his short lifetime, that career is entering contests. All, we're sad to relate, in vain. Once Lady Luck smiled briefly when a quiz show called and asked him the first name of a famous singer whose last name was Crosby. But Dennis fainted, and by the time he'd recovered sufficiently to shout Bob into the telephone, Jack Benny was on the air. Hope, however, springs eternal, and now with the El Chico Cigar Company offering lavish prizes for a new slogan for their product, we find our hero and his little pal, Mr. Anderson, seeking the flash of genius that will bring them fame and fortune.
Hey, I just thought of a beauty, Mr. Anderson.
Yes, my boy.
Boy, I'll say, listen to this. Roses are red, violets are blue. I smoke El Chicos. How do you do?
I'm afraid it doesn't send me, son.
No, huh?
No, it has no sales message. We should try for something different. Now, mention something that no other cigar could lay claim to.
I got it. How about this? El Chico cigars are 5 for a quarter. You can even smoke them underwater.
No, son, no. Maybe we better just give up, huh?
Give up? But look at that list of prizes, Mr. Anderson. A 5-horsepower Martin outboard motor, a beautiful Longines watch, a bird bath, a silver blue mink from I.J. Fox, a vacation for the entire month of July with all expenses paid, a beautiful Death Valley.
Yeah, brand new Hudson sedan with a set of General Squeegee tires.
A Gold Evans automatic lighter, a lifetime supply of bromoquinine coal tablets. And, say, here's one that should certainly interest you.
Yeah?
A large two-room doghouse.
My, two rooms, huh? I could even have a dog for company, huh?
Sure, it comes complete with Strong Hot, so you can see why we've got to have a...
Hi, boys. Well, how are the slogans coming along?
Oh, not too good so far, Mildred.
Well, maybe the trouble is you're not cigar smokers. Why don't you get some ideas on El Chico's from someone who is?
Say, by George, that's right. Only, why get our ideas secondhand? Here's the El Chico I had to buy to get the entry blank. I'll smoke it myself.
You?
But, Mr. Anderson, you never smoked a cigar in your life.
What of it? Cigars were made just for red-blooded, virile men like me. Now get your pencil ready, Dennis, and take down my reactions as I puff this.
Well, okay.
Say, this is really living.
Gee, maybe it'll work at that. What do you think of it, Mr. Anderson?
Well, it...
Interesting, but I don't think we could send it in.
It must have gone the wrong way or something, but it's very... mild and mellow.
Yes, sir. Mild and mellow. Anything else?
Well, it's also very... Dennis, please, I can't concentrate with you spinning around like that.
I'm not spinning.
Oh, my, no, I guess you're not. It's the room. Oh, dear.
Oh, Daddy, you look just terrible.
Yeah, I think I'd better lie down for a while on the sofa here. Oh, missed it, didn't I?
Yes, sir, by about 10 feet.
Oh, dear, take this thing away, Dennis.
Yes, sir. Well, at least I got a slogan from watching you. El Chico cigars are really keen. They turn you a lovely shade of green.
Oh, my golly, here comes Mother up the walk. Pull yourself together, Daddy. She mustn't find out.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, hi, Mother.
Have you heard? Has anyone told you? Oh, I'm so thrilled I can hardly talk.
Gracious, what is it, Juicy Face?
The Corinthian Society, the most exclusive club in the whole country.
Yeah?
And they want me to start a Weaverville chapter. Me to head the Corinthians of Weaverville.
The Corinthians of Weaverville?
Yes, I'm going to be chairman. I'm going to be the biggest COW in the whole chapter.
Oh, golly, that's wonderful, Mother.
Daddy will be proud of his pupsy girl, Butternose.
Now, listen. The national commander, Mr. Jeremiah J. Clark, is going to call on me this afternoon, and I've simply got to make an impression on him. Mm. I don't want any slip-ups by any mutton-headed, lame-brained nincompoops.
Oh, don't worry. I'll be careful.
Yeah. How did you know I was thinking of you?
I don't know. Just brains, I guess.
Well, you were right. Now, remember... We're all to be on our very best behavior. So come along, Mildred. You better help me with the house.
Oh, yes, Mother.
Gee, your wife was so excited about this Jeremiah J. Clark and the club, she didn't even notice anything was wrong with you, Mr. Anderson.
Yeah, and I'm just as happy.
Are you feeling any better now?
Oh, a little. Oh, my, that cigar. Now I know why Edward G. Robinson looks that way.
Yeah. Still, that was a pretty good idea of Mildred's, getting the opinion of an El Chico smoker. Hey, suppose I take a walk down the street and try and find one and ask him a few questions.
Okay, I'll just sit here until this dizziness goes away. The room is still spinning.
Well, the next time the stairs come around, you better hop aboard and go to bed. I'll see you later, Mr. Anderson. Gee, this isn't as easy as I thought. 15 minutes already and not one single person who spoke... Hey, wait, there's my man. Oh, pardon me, sir. Just a second.
Yes?
I just saw you take that El Chico cigar out of your pocket and light it.
Well, I've heard of bums picking up butts, but this is the first time I've ever heard of one making a reservation.
Oh, no, sir, I don't want the butt. I'd just like to get a statement from you about El Chico cigars.
Oh, a poll, huh?
Oh, no, sir, I'm an American.
I meant, well, never mind what I meant. I haven't got time for anything like that. Now, I'm trying to find a
cab. But, sir,
all I want... I haven't time, I said. Oh, taxi.
Mister, all I want...
Will you go away? Cab! Taxi!
Please, sir, just finish this sentence. I like El Chico's because...
You're a pest and a nuisance.
That's cute, but I doubt if it'll sell many cigars. Now, please,
the
Mr.
last
Fulani...
time, will you... Oh, there's an empty one. Taxi! Oh! Oh! Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to knock you down like that. Here, give me your hand. I'll help you up.
Oh, it's okay. I'm all right.
Good. Taxi! Taxi! Cab! Stop!
Flash of all the funny...
Wait a minute, friend. Don't move. Lie right there where you are. I saw that brutal attack, and we will sue for every cent he's got.
Huh?
John O'Melveny's my name, of O'Melveny and Bergen, counselors at law. Now, just what are the extent of your injuries in this vicious, unprovoked assault?
Oh, I just sat down hard, that's all.
I see. Possible concussion of the brain.
I don't...
Now, don't you worry about a thing. We start suit in the morning.
But I don't want to sue anybody.
Now, son, do you realize that in the event this case is called off, my fee is $200? That is clearly stated in Clause 8 of our contract right above your signature.
My signature? But I didn't sign anything.
What? That's a violation of Clause 6. That'll cost you another $200.
Oh, my gosh. Quick, give me a pen.
Uh-huh. Now you're making sense. Here you are. Why pay $200 to call the case off when we can win it and collect $1,000?
$1,000?
Why, certainly. This callous brute violated your constitutional rights. He performed an act of physical violence that might have resulted in your death or permanent injury. He must be made to pay $1,000, of which your 10% will be $100.
I only get 10%?
What do you want? The guy just tripped you accidentally.
Yeah, I guess I am a pig. But I still don't see how you can sue him. I don't even know who he is.
Well, I do, my boy. He's a big-shot club man around town. His name is Jeremiah J. Clark.
What? Oh, my gosh, no, I can't sue him. If my landlady hears about this, she'll kill me.
The money will be paid to your estate. Well, here's my card, son. We start action tomorrow. So long.
Oh, my gosh, what a mess. If I go through with this, I'm a gone goose. If I call it off, I'm a dead duck. Boy, whichever way I turn, I'm the main course.
Well, Mrs. Anderson needs the approval of a Mr. Jeremiah Clark to become Weaverville's most prominent clubwoman. Our young hero, Dennis Day, is accidentally involved in suing a stranger. And just to show you that where our poor hero is concerned, the law of averages was repealed long ago, that stranger is none other than Jeremiah Clark. So as usual, it's a disheartened Dennis we find now in desperate consultation with his equally disheartened girlfriend, Mildred.
Oh, good golly, Dennis, how do you do it?
I don't know, Mildred. All I know is that with my luck, it's impossible to believe I'm Irish.
Well, this is the worst yet. When Mother hears you're suing Mr. Clark, she'll just hit the ceiling.
Yeah, and I know who with. Why did I enter that Don El Chico cigar contest anyway?
Well, there's got to be some way out of this. There's got to be.
Hey, wait a minute. I got an idea. This O'Melveny's got a partner. Now, if I could get the partner interested in another case, say something big out of town, they both would leave to work on it and forget all about my case.
But suppose O'Melveny's at the office when you call on his partner. He'll recognize.
Oh, I'll make sure he isn't anywhere near the office. Give me that phone.
But if O'Melveny answers, he'll know your voice.
Oh, no, he won't.
Hello, John O'Melveny speaking.
Hello, this is Mr. Yamamoto Tanaka Shiguro. Japanese pipe photo. Thank you very much.
Pardon me, would you spell that name, please?
Oh, sure. Nogo Ichui Mahoto Oshihata Akai Mito.
Never mind.
With a umlau over the... I show you.
Yeah, yes. What seems to be the trouble, sir?
Well, you come my house, 146 Hill Street, right away, having trouble with honorable wife. Yes, please.
Trouble, you say?
Also, caught honorable wife kissing honorable butler. Shot them both with honorable gun. Both dead as honorable mackerel. So sorry, apologize. Very happy.
Hey, mister, you really need a lawyer. I'll be out there right away. That is, you do have money, of course.
Oh, I load it. Got big yen. Money, no object. You come chop, chop, lickety split. Ah, yes, no.
Yes, fine. I'll be there before you can say sukiyaki. Goodbye, sir.
Thank you very much.
Well?
Boy, he went for it like a ton of bricks.
Oh, wonderful.
Now I'll go get your father and we'll go up there and we'll pose as a couple of tough big-shot racketeers. That's the kind of clients those crook lawyers are after.
Oh, but will Daddy be convincing as a violent, hard-boiled person? He's hardly in that class.
Are you kidding? He's been married to the teacher for 22 years. Come on, let's find him.
Come in. Yes?
Your name, Bergen?
That's right.
I'm Dapper Dennis from Shy. This is my gun mile here. Toughest, most ruthless killer in the racket. Say hello, killer.
Very glad to know you, I'm sure.
Well, what's the trouble? Are you boys hot?
Nah.
You sure?
If you don't believe it, feel it.
Never mind the wisecracks. You need a mouthpiece, don't you?
Of course not. We still got our own teeth. What we want is a lawyer. We just pulled a little job back in Shy, you see? And we want you and your partner to go back there right away to defend us.
Well, I don't know. I don't like the way this sounds.
Hey, did you hear that, Herbie?
Should I rub him out, boss?
Nah, not yet. Hey, Bergen, do you know what Herbie's pointing at you through his pocket? Tell him, Herbie.
A ballpoint pen.
He means a ballpoint gun. You better not fool with us, Bergen. Tell him what we did to that lawyer in Detroit. He wouldn't take our case, Hoiby.
I kicked him in the stomach, knocked him down, and stepped all over his face. Then I let him have it with a shotgun.
Oh, he's murder with a shotgun.
Yeah, they don't call me Sawed Off Herbie for nothing.
You hear, Bergen? And if you don't do the same, you're going to get the same treatment if you don't do what we want. I'll give you just 5 seconds to make up your mind. You 5 seconds, you understand? You ready? You got 4 seconds left. 3 seconds.
Hiya, Dennis.
Oh, hiya, Mr. O'Melveny. 2 seconds. 1 second. Mr. O'Melveny.
Yeah, I almost went for that gag of yours on the phone until I suddenly remembered that 136 Hill Street is the morgue.
Well, come on, Dennis. Looks like you might as well go home and tell Pupsy that you're suing Mr. Clark.
Oh, what's the use? Why don't I save myself some time and go direct to 136 Hill Street?
More tea, Mr. Clark.
No, thank you. I'm afraid I'll have to run along now, Mrs. Anderson. But I do want you to know how greatly impressed I've been by your charm and intelligence.
Oh, Mr. Clark. And I certainly thank you for recommending me for the chair of our Weaverville chapter. Do drop in on our fair city again real soon.
I'm afraid I shall have to. I'm being sued here by some blithering idiot for some trivial, ridiculous nonsense.
No, really? It just shows how some people come from a simply horrible home life and environment. Oh, hello, Dennis, dear.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Ant.
Ooh, you!
You know my future son-in-law?
This is the idiot who is suing me.
Dennis Day.
He can't help it, Mrs. Anderson. Honest, my lawyer won't call off the case unless I give him $200, and I don't have it. Oh, I feel like putting a bullet in my head.
Why not? A bullet is better than nothing.
So he's your future son-in-law, is he? Well, under the circumstances, Mrs. Anderson, I shall have to withdraw my recommendation.
Oh, no, wait, Mr. Clark. I'll lend him the $200, and he'll have the suit called off. Oh, please, you must reconsider.
Well, in that case...
Oh, thank you, Mr. Clark. Thank you.
Oh, gosh, this is wonderful of you, Mrs. Anderson. Your generosity brings a lump to my throat instead of where I thought you'd bring it.
That, too, later.
Oy.
Everything turned out as well as could be expected, Dennis. Mother should be home now any minute. Chairman of the most exclusive club in Weaverville at last.
Yeah.
The only sad part is that you owe her $200. It'll take you years to pay it off.
Well, maybe for once in my life I'll get lucky. Maybe I'll win the El Chico cigar contest after all. I sent in about 12 entries under 12 different names, and one of them might come through.
Well, I... Oh, hi, Mother.
Congratulations, Madam Chairman. Dennis Day, say your prayers. What? You mean the club didn't take you after all?
After they saw the evening paper? Here, read this. It'll be the last time you speak for quite some time.
Yes, ma'am. Honorable mention in El Chico cigar contest goes to local woman.
Go on.
Mrs. Herbert Anderson's slogan is as follows. El Chico cigars are great. The flag should all be waving. I smoke a couple every morning before and after shaving.
Come here, you.
No, Mrs. Anderson, no. Please don't, no.
From the score of the musical South Pacific, here's Dennis to sing Charles Dance arrangement of Some Enchanted Evening.
Some enchanted evening, you may see a stranger. You may see a stranger across a crowded room. And somehow you know even then, that somewhere you'll see her again and again. Some enchanted evening, someone may be laughing. You may hear her laughing across a crowded room. And night after night, as strange as it seems, a sound of her laughter sing in your dream. Who can explain it? Who can tell you why? Fools give you reason, wise men never try. Some enchanted evening, when you find your true love, when you feel her call you across a crowded room, then fly to her side and make her your own. For all through your life you may dream all alone. Once you have found her, never let her go. Once you have found her, never let her go.
The Dennis Day Show has come to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.